Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Kaya Biz with Google at 4P.
On Kaya 959. On the streets, on the air.
It's just gone 7:30. I'm Nastasia Arons, standing in for Guguletu Mfuphi. The discourse on South Africa's manufacturing sector paints a picture of a once thriving cornerstone of the economy that's now grappling with multifaceted challenges. And since the mid-2000s, the industry has experienced a steady decline, and so too is its contribution to GDP. To talk to us about how South Africa can manufacture its way to success is Amit Singh, who is a national manager for manufacturing at Nedbank Commercial Banking. Amit, thank you so much for your time. Give me a sense of the way you are looking at manufacturing right now, given what you do within the commercial banking side.
Yeah, Guguletu, thank you for having me, and it's been great to be online, and great topic that we have online today. So thank you for the first question. So my overview is that we've definitely seen a decline of the manufacturing sector in South Africa the last two decades or so. And if we have a look at the landscape that we have been facing and the headwinds we've been facing in South Africa, it's absolutely no surprise. You know, skill shortages, we've had a tremendous brain drain in South Africa. Everyone knows about the Prince of Darkness and our energy crisis that we have in touch with. Thank God, you know, it's been better for the last 20-odd days. So that's been a really good sign. But things like infrastructure, our logistics, what's been happening with our ports, rails, delays on their own end, we haven't been as attractive as, you know, we were back in the days. But one has to take hope, and one has to take some confidence in the fact that, you know, investments is still coming through to South Africa. We are seeing bigger companies that are continuing to invest in South Africa, multinationals. And again, I think the extension of the AGOA agreement that's happened not too long ago actually does prove that we're still a country that's ripe with potential and opportunity to turn this tide around to reach our former glory days. I think we also have to be cognizant of the fact that in order for us to move from a developing country into a developed country, you know, we've seen many of the big BRICS countries take this journey themselves, and they've done it through manufacturing. They are now powerhouses in the global economy, and we can rightfully own our place on that stage as well through our manufacturing sector.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's build on that. The kind of opportunities you're seeing here in that space, and why then should we be optimistic given this picture that we've just, painted of clogged harbors, inefficient rail network, escalating transport costs, et cetera, et cetera?
So let's touch on the AGOA agreement, right? And again, I think there's so many different faceted angles to look at this, and maybe I should just zero into one, and we can potentially touch on other time-dependent. So the AGOA agreement is an agreement, as we all know, signed with America, and it allows us, let's call it better or free trade with the states. Not going to go into actually AGOA itself. I think the listeners will be well aware of that. But the extension of this agreement does add to South Africa's market access. This definitely has the propensity to stimulate our exports, create further revenue generation. And as we all know, you know, stimulating exports, revenue generation, that's a good recipe to create employment in a country that we desperately need. Further to that, we also offer in, investment incentives pertaining these AGOA agreements. So we are giving multinational companies a reason to invest in South Africa, specifically in this regard with the United States. So, you know, there's a lot of benefit that would and should come from this. So, you know, despite all the challenges that we find in locally, we also got to understand, I do think, is that we watch and read our local news, not necessarily follow, you know, international news as closely as our local. Other countries are just as challenged or have other challenges. It could very well be. But despite the challenges that we find and that we are facing, we're still good for investment. We're still good to produce, to manufacture. We've got the capabilities within our country. And if we have a look at some of our manufacturing facilities throughout the country, you know, there's some phenomenal companies out there. And I personally visited many of them, and I was actually blown away insofar as the class and the level at which we can produce in South Africa. And I think we need to take pride in some of that aspects of it. It's not all doom and gloom.
With that said, then, is policy and regulatory certainty super important for us to be able to do what you're foreseeing, that vision for the manufacturing sector?
It's a key enabler. It's a key enabler. You know, I neglected to mention that earlier in error, but policy directive incentives is absolutely key to this happening. Again, I'm going to lean on to the automotive sector again. A few years ago, or many years ago rather, Australia was quite a powerhouse in the automotive industry. They took a change in regulation with regards to how they're going to respond to the OEMs within the country. And as we find it today, that lack of policy or that change in policy actually diminished the entire automotive sector in Australia, which is now currently non-existent. Very similarly in South Africa, we've made some bold moves. We've made some good moves. But we have to be cognizant of the fact that in the times that are changing, you know, if we have a look at our automotive development plan, our APDP, and a lot of other plans that have been put together were drafted prior COVID, were drafted prior to the Paris Agreement being signed, by way of example. So we have to see the shift in policy that's supporting the growth of the manufacturing sector. And without that policy being firmer, without us being bolder within our space, we're going to face a major threat. And I also want to allude to the fact we must not see the European countries as the only threat that we as South Africans face. Countries, Cameroon, Senegal, and the likes are building the capacity and capability within the manufacturing space and sector. Yes, we've been the gateway for decades, but we could lose that space very quickly without the necessary adjustments, without sorting out some of our logistical challenges, etc., as you know, we made mention of earlier on. There are certain uncontrollables, and I often say this. Mm. South Africa's, you know, geographical position, being at the southern tip of Africa, doesn't bode well in terms of transport and water transport in particular.
Yeah,
but that's something we can't change. What we've got to remain focused on is changing and adapting and refining what we can in order to remain relevant on the global scale.
What have financial institutions been doing in supporting the manufacturing sector in South Africa?
So, very broadly so, before we even, you know, go into support, I think the first thing we have to do, and we've done pretty well thus far, at my institution in any event, is go out and understand exactly what the market is all about. So we've taken the time, we've taken a lot of time to go and understand what are the nuances that are involved in the sector, what is happening at a micro level, what is happening at the global level, and then we solve for that in accordance. It's also gone with the days, Google, where we can offer, you know, off-the-shelf service offerings. Every bank can do an overdraft, can do a term loan, can do, you know, commercial property finance. It's more so on how do we offer a bespoke solution that's fit for the client in question, not necessarily what we think they need, but what the client actually does need. For far too long, we've taken the aspect of advice for granted. And as bankers who want to take our work seriously and want to do good out there, we must not underestimate the value of advice and the value of partnering with our clients in these very uncertain times. And I think that's what our clients out there are looking for. And we believe it is through those core fundamentals and basics we can re-stimulate the manufacturing sector. Again, not necessarily wanting to go into products and those type of things. I really don't think that that's going to change dramatically or really move the dial. It's how we collaborate, how do we co-create, how do we partner with segments, market associations and our clients in order to move the dial forward for South Africa.
Amit, thank you so much for your time. That is Amit Singh, who is the National Manager for Manufacturing at Nedbank Commercial Banking, talking to us about how South Africa can manufacture its way to success.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.